Hello and welcome, family. You are now listening to the Justin Tristale podcast. My intention for this podcast is to bring you into a deeper relationship with my own personal story and everything that I've been through to get me to where I am today, in hopes that you find inspiration for your own life. So sit back, relax, and enjoy today's episode. What's up, family, and welcome back to another episode of this podcast. Today, I am going to be speaking about a very, very special topic for me. I know a lot of you guys are familiar with me and breathwork and how it's changed my life, but the truth is, you guys only get a taste of it on Instagram. For those of you guys that have joined an in-person event or an online breathwork session with me, you've sort of heard deeper into my story, but some of you guys that are listening to this, you've never fully heard me share about how breathwork changed my life. And I want to sort of dabble into that and dive into that for a moment today on this episode. And as you guys know, some of you guys, breathwork has been an extraordinary tool for me in my own personal life that has brought me to a deeper level of connection, a deeper level of peace, a deeper level of purpose. And someone that's listening to this may say, Justin, how does the breath bring you connection, purpose, and peace? That may not make sense to most people. And to just be fully truthful from the beginning, it didn't make sense for me either when I was unconscious of the power of our breath. And a lot of you guys know, and this is a great place to sort of begin this share of my story, I struggled a lot with chronic stress and overwhelm, you know, probably a better way to say it is anxiety, as well as depression. And those feelings, those emotions have chemical responses inside of our body. And for me at the time, I did not know that there was a way out. In fact, I would always, a lot of people don't know this about me, but at some point in time in my life, I would go to the hospital very often because I thought that there was actually something seriously wrong with me. And for some people that have experienced anxiety and the repercussions of what comes with that experience, they probably know that or they've experienced it for themselves. I can't tell you the number of people that I've spoken to that have been through that same scenario. And when you go there, they run tests and scans. And for me, they've continued to run tests and scans and they couldn't find anything. So they sort of just, I'm sure they experienced that a lot. So they came to the conclusion that it was just anxiety and overwhelm and stress and lifestyle. And the reason why I wanted to start off this podcast with that share is because the reason why the breath has been such a profound teacher and a healing modality and just medicine in general for me. I mean, I literally feel like it's medicine. And instead of taking a pharmaceutical medicine, you're actually having control of your own healing capacity that is innate inside of each of us, which if that doesn't excite you, I don't know what else will, because what I'm saying is you have the capacity to heal yourself through your own breath. Let me say that again. We have the capacity to heal ourselves through our breath. And what I began to find, the deeper that I sort of dabbled inside of the connection to my breath and studied very, very deeply for years with it, just through personal experience, as well as other teachers and books and just a lot of knowledge that I've gained and received, you begin to understand that the breath has a way to biochemically shift aspects of yourself, your mood, your behavior, your feelings, your emotions, your thoughts. And what I've learned through many years of study is our entire life is determined by how we think, how we act, and how we feel. Our entire life is determined by how we think, how we act, and how we feel. Now that's true for me, and if there is truth for that inside of your own life, then if you're able to influence the way that you think, and if you're able to influence the way that you act, and if you're able to influence the way that you feel, then the quality of your life will begin to change. So the most simplest example of this in relationship to the breath is the one thing that we can voluntarily use inside of our lives to actually shift ourselves from a state of stress, from a state of fear, from a state of overwhelm, from a state of grief, from a state of whatever word you want to put there, to love, to peace, to gratitude, to feeling safe and grounded and protected. And what most people don't realize, and what I didn't realize for a long, long time, was there's this part of our nervous system inside of our body that's called the sympathetic nervous system, which is this fight or flight, which is usually what we're in on a daily basis. And what we don't realize is if we stay in that sort of state for prolonged periods of time, our body never has time to rest, to heal, to digest, and to just be in that space of homeostasis. And what the breath does is, when you're connected to your breath on a daily basis, and I'm not talking about the breathwork session that I host that's a sort of more activating, profound journey, if you will. I'm talking about just breath in general on a moment by moment basis. I think people get confused with breathwork. Breathwork is something that we do every single day, and the quality of your breath determines the quality of your life. If you breathe constricted, if you breathe shallow from your chest, then it's most likely true that your life is constricted. Your life is shallow. Your life is operating from that same energetic frequency, per se. So all of this information began to shift my life, because I began to understand that through me controlling my breath, I had an aspect of controlling the fate of my life. And the more that I began to work with the breath and just consciously breathing on a daily basis, for me, I just wanted a way out of my stress. I just wanted a way to rise beyond my anxiety. I just wanted a way to rise beyond my overwhelm, beyond the feelings of depression, beyond the feelings of feeling lost, confused, and afraid. And I swear to you that the moment that I began to bring my conscious awareness to my breath, and there's so many teachers out there that are teaching this at this point, which is why meditation and these wellness practices are and will become more and more well known as we progress through these times. And the reason that is true is because it's through the breath that we have an opportunity to reorient the way that we feel. And if we reorient the way that we feel, and we sort of trade those energies of fear, anxiety, and depression for love, gratitude, and peace, your entire life begins to change. Your entire life begins to change. And the same thing is true for me in my own personal life. My life began to change when I began to bring my conscious awareness, my attention, and my focus to my breath. And to know that you have the capacity to change your mental, emotional, and physical state just through the breath alone brings you so much peace. It brings you so much self-assurance. It brings you so much gratitude and love and safety that your entire life will shift because of it. And that's exactly what happened to me. And I feel like this tool has been here, but it's arriving more actively now more than ever before. And the reason why the world around us is so turbulent and stressed and overwhelmed and chaotic is because life is wanting to guide us back to our breath. And I truly feel that the breath is the bridge back home. The breath is the bridge back to reawaken our highest potential. And also, something else that's very profound about the breath is the breath gives us access to the subconscious terrain. Now, for some of you guys that are maybe hearing that word for the first time, 95% of our life is operated from this sort of conscious mind. But the truth is the greatest information is stored in the subconscious. And most of the time, the reason why we're stressed, afraid, overwhelmed, and we live a life of quiet desperation, and for lack of a better way to say it, is because somewhere deep inside of our subconscious, we have stored trauma, stored tension, stored aggression, stored memories from the past that have stopped us and blocked us and limited us from actually living the life that we desire to live and the quality of the life that we desire to live by. And the breath, for me, had a way of bringing myself back to those intimate parts of myself that were never loved or reconciled into wholeness or fullness. And for me, when I was going through my deeper sort of healing journey and awakening process, I would utilize the breath to get myself out of the mind and into the body. I would use my breath to get me out of the mind and into the body. And what a blessing that was for me, because my entire life, when I was in real estate, when I was in business, I was in my head. And the truth is we're all in our heads. We live a life where our minds control us. But now we're transitioning into the time where we must begin to learn how to control the mind, to know that we are not the mind, that the mind is a mechanism inside of us, but we're the breath beyond the mind. We're the awareness behind the mind. And that's the terrain of the subconscious. And once you begin to get a hold of that, an entirely new realm of possibilities begin to open up, because you now become less of the victim of your mind, less of the victim of circumstances, and you become the creator and the influencer of your mind, of your states, of your entire being. And I'm telling you right now, the moment that you begin to cultivate that deeper level of connection with self, you begin to shift the trajectory of your entire life, and you now begin to learn that you have access to influence and inspire. You have an opportunity to inspire a new life, to literally inspire a new life through the breath. And the breath has an essence of renewal and rebirth, and it just refreshes you into an entirely different state of being. And I feel like the world is in desperate need of that, because many people are going through trials and tribulations and challenges. And to know that your breath will always be there from the moment that you were birthed onto this plane into the moment that you'll transition into whatever is after that, your breath is there from the start to the finish. And it's the only thing that will not leave you. And it's well known that we breathe 20,000 times plus per day. The question is, how conscious are you of that breath, of each breath? It's well known that you can go weeks without food, days without water, but a few moments without right respiration or your breath, and it becomes fatal. And the reason why I share all of these things is it speaks volumes to the sacredness and the importance and the vitality of the understanding of breath. And the breath gives us life. And the breath gave me life, in fact. And it's also well known that when you do the translation from spirit in many different cultures and languages, the translation from spirit equals breath. Spirit equals breath in any way that you sort of translate that. And I feel like what we're beginning to remember is the breath reminds us of who we are, which is this eternal nature that is connected to the infinite boundlessness of who we are inside. Now, why is all of this important, and why am I sharing this with you? Because my life has been a testimony for the breath. And if it wasn't for me reconnecting with the breath, I don't know where I would be. I don't know where I would be at this stage of my life. And I find that those individuals that feel that they're going through a change or a shift inside of their soul, inside of their body, inside of their lives, inside of their relationships, they just feel something different, something unique that they can't put into words moving inside of them. It's the breath that's going to bring them back to the clarity, the peace, the love, the direction that they seek in life. And the breath isn't just this spiritual process. It will assist you in all areas of your life, because let's just take, for example, in your relationships. If you're not connected and in the present moment, if you're not out of the head and into the body, or out of the head and into the heart, no individual, your partner, your children will ever actually feel your true self with them. And this is where these concepts get lost in translation. And I'm a deeply spiritual guy. That's just who I am. But the truth is the breath goes far beyond what we can ever imagine. You know, if you're able to shift your breath and change your breath, you're able to shift and change your life, and not just your own life, but the lives around you. And this is why the breath is so powerful. And this is why I feel the breath is here to remind us of why we're truly here. It brings us back to our true nature. And when we're able to operate from that energy, that frequency, that level of embodiment and awareness, then your business, your finances, your career, your relationships, your health, everything begins to thrive and radiate. And that all happens through connecting to your breath. So my message here is that my entire life has been transformed and at the hands and the heart of the breath. And beginning to remember that life is to be lived through a conscious awareness that can only be cultivated when you're deep inside of your breath. And when you're deep inside of your breath, life becomes rich because you're in the present moment. And the generous present moment holds infinite possibilities. And I find that what most people are seeking is not in the future and it's not in the past. It's here right now because there's nothing else. Everything else is an illusion. And when you're in the present moment, the paradox is that it's in that moment that you're actually allowed to take aligned action that is harmonious with all of life. And you don't overexpand, you don't overwork, you don't overstress yourself out. You allow yourself to be in movement. Stillness in motion is probably the best way to say it. Because when most people think about breathwork or meditation or awareness or these concepts that I'm sharing, they think that you just gotta become this monk or this meditator, eyes closed, seated position, legs crossed type of vibe. But the truth, that's not the truth. You can be deeply present and utilize this modality of breathwork on a daily basis to enhance the overall quality of your life, which will overflow into all areas. And who doesn't want that? Who doesn't want to experience more love, more gratitude, more richness, more peace, more openness in your relationships, more connection to yourself and others, more self-love, self-worth, self-confidence? These are all effects that occur through you connecting with your breath in an intimate way. And my life is a testimony of this truth, which is why I'm so inspired to introduce individuals to breathwork in whatever style there is, because there's hundreds of different styles and breathwork techniques that can be utilized for different scenarios, different energies, different ways you want to feel, different things you want to create and expand upon. But the breath in general is the key. It's the key to life, no matter, I mean, you could be an athlete, and if you study the breath and you work with it, you'll become a greater performer because of it. Your performance will begin to expand and grow in ways that you can hardly ever imagine. So this touches all areas of life, no matter what you do, no matter where you are, no matter what you're feeling, no matter what you're doing in this season of your life. This can apply to all, which is why it's so powerful. So my message here is simple. Work with the power of breath, and anytime you have an opportunity to connect to your breath, do it. And if you want just a small tool that you can utilize from this day forward, bring your conscious awareness to the breath, breathe into the nose, feel the belly expand, and then exhale through the mouth. Inhale through the nose. Exhale through the mouth. And just a simple technique like that, if you were to do that for 2 minutes, you will feel the shift inside of the biology of your body, the chemistry of your body. And there's so much more out there to explore when it comes down to breath. I would love to connect with you. I do free online sessions that are longer journeys. This style of breathwork that I'm speaking about here that I do online really transformed my life in the most extraordinary way possible, which I'll probably do a podcast on that soon. But I just wanted to speak today about the overall benefits of how breath changed my life and these different concepts and understandings that I hope can inspire you to work with your breath more and more on a daily basis, because it will bring you the freedom that you desire in all aspects and areas of your life. And it doesn't matter what part of your life is thriving. If you don't feel good inside, nothing matters. nothing matters. And we're beginning to realize that at a deeper and deeper level, which is why this connection to self is the greatest gift anyone could begin to cultivate from this point forward. So if you're looking for a chance to connect, I also have free breathwork sessions on YouTube that you can try out. I have this beautiful, easy, and effective one that is 30 deep breaths. It's 5 minutes. It brings you right there very quickly. It's very effective. Anyone can do it, any experience. I'll put that link in the show notes below if you guys want to check that out. And if you're looking to explore your breathwork practice at a deeper level, I'd love to connect. Stay connected with me on Instagram. That's a great way to find out what I'm doing next. I love and appreciate all of you guys that continue to drop into these podcasts. I know I am not as consistent as that I would like to be with these podcasts, but I just move on that inspiration whenever something greater than me is wanting to come through, like a message today did. I love you guys. Have a blessed week. Thank you for dropping into this podcast, and I will see you on the next one. Thank you.